easily, by far, hands down, far and away, and any other phrases I can use the best, bring on the firefighter song that we have. Joining us now, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Nick Gradia. He is the president of the Escambia County Professional Firefighters Union. Nick, it's been a minute. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
It's been a little while. Appreciate you having us back.
Absolutely. All right, here's why I wanted to have you on this morning. When I get on my social media all the time, I see, obviously I see the posts that are put up by you, and I also see a lot of other very concerned posts about the condition of Escambia County Fire Rescue and, you know, all different kinds of concerns. And I just, you know, I talked to the administration, but I also wanted to talk to the, you know, the worker side. That's why I wanted to have you on this morning. So let's talk about some of the things that are a little bit more tangible, a little bit easier to talk about, even though they might be a little painful. The new trucks. We got, what, 4 new trucks last year, pushing $1 million a piece is what I remember, unless I'm totally wrong. Might be half a million. I forget. But these trucks have not turned out to be what we were hoping for. Is that right?
We definitely had some issues with them, some pretty significant issues. And it seems like it may just be a bad batch, honestly. So I'm not sure. I've heard of discussion. It's not something, I have any real control over or anything, but hearing chatter back and forth in administration, I know they're exploring options to – they may limit a lot of the things. They may they're trying to take whatever action they can to make it right. I do believe that. But in the meantime, they're part of that constant maintenance mix that we're struggling with.
Well, and that was the question is, obviously it's hard to figure out who's really to blame. Maybe it's just during COVID, you shouldn't buy a fire truck, just like you don't buy a truck on a Friday. You don't buy a truck during COVID. Maybe that's kind of the issue here. But we got a couple of bad trucks, it looks like. But the overall condition of the fleet is not good, right?
It's rough, your maintenance system as a whole has to be good, has to be sound. We don't have a defined garage for the fire fleet necessarily. We share used county fleet facilities. Those guys out there, it's just like everywhere else right now. They're shorthanded, struggling to keep up. There's my opinion, there's too much work for the amount of folks out there to handle. It's a constant struggle for everyone. Right now, the system itself needs help, and that's where a lot of the frustration from the employees comes from. You're struggling to keep your head above water in your daily activities, your daily work, and a lot of times that seems to go kind of unnoticed for the folks to make the ultimate decisions.
Well, are we talking is it that the trucks? They don't function to fight fires. They don't have air conditioning, I wouldn't wish a non-air conditioned truck on my best friend in fire gear. I'm not saying that's not, but is it essential mission capabilities are not right on these trucks, or is it bells and whistles, or is it some combination of all of that, depending on which truck you're talking about?
There's definitely both. Okay. Definitely both. And firefighters are kind of synonymous being a jack of all trades kind of thing. So, a lot of folks will work on things as they can. We try to keep the rigs running, right, as best we can, as do our fleet folks. We talk about AC, and you got, I think collectively, some folks, they want to do an eye roll, whatever, you don't have AC. Well, you hit it on the head. When we are wearing all that gear, being able to cool ourselves down in rehab is incredibly important. Heat stress injuries or heat stroke or things like that are a very real possibility for us. And having the ability to cool our bodies down, even running to other, medical calls and things like that. You're sitting next to a 500 horsepower diesel engine running up and down the road, it gets a little warm. So being able to moderate your control your temperature is, like I said, important. So the AC being out is definitely a dangerous thing in Florida. This time of year, so it's an important thing. We struggle. Several trucks are struggling with that. We have had one engine repeatedly have pump failure while engaged in fire attack, and that is entirely unacceptable and one of the most dangerous mechanical issues we could ever face.
So you guys are fighting a fire. Your hose is on a fire and the pump gives out.
Yeah, you know, I don't care that the pump fails while we're at the fire necessarily. I don't care. Obviously, it's a massive issue. When my people are inside a burning building and the pump goes down because things haven't been properly maintained, yes, that is 110% unacceptable. It's criminal negligence is what it is. And so that's where a lot of that frustration comes is when we have those significant failures like that. And we've been talking about the fleet. And the fleet's still in the condition that it's in. And I'm not going to say that they just don't try, and you know, that folks aren't trying, that they're just entirely ignoring the issues. I think our assistant administrator has definitely dove into the issue and busted her tail and is trying desperately to get things done and advocating. Public safety director is doing the same thing. Chief Williams, I think our deputy chief, interim fire chief, has worked towards these issues for a long time. It's a giant bite of the apple that needs to happen. And there's that shock value. But, you know, last time you and I talked, similar issues were going on. Nothing has changed in that regard. I do think our immediate, you know, fire administration, if you will, has done a much better job the last several months, 6 months or so, especially when Eric kind of went into that interim role as director, getting a better picture, reining things in, and being able to truly identify these are where the issues are. And I think we saw that when Ms. McClure presented the budget with the committee as a whole.
Yeah. Now, Nick, that was kind of the physical assets infrastructure side of the fire equation. Let's talk about personnel for a second. We got a growing county. I mean, it's not growing quite as much as Santa Rosa, but it's still growing, especially in the north end, Beulah, that kind of area. Yep. By my count, we are not keeping up with growth, and in fact, we're shrinking. Am I right that your firefighter numbers are down by, like, what, 15, 20%, something like that?
Yes, that's correct. I believe currently we're right around the 14 vacancy mark, and that would be if you're including they hired some cadets,
okay,
some folks that just came completed the academy. We're awaiting to see if that full batch actually receives their certifications, and if they choose to continue and work here. I think everyone in the fire industry or entering the fire industry is in this area. Is closely watching our labor negotiations to see if we're able to raise the starting pay. It is substantially below everywhere else in the area, and we're talking dollars an hour lower. It is a very noble job, but at the same time, if you can make $2 or $3 more an hour doing it at the neighboring department, that's a no-brainer.
So Escambia starts at what, like $10.70 or something under $11, right? And then you're telling me that if they go to other, like if they go to Escambia, Alabama, or if they go to Okaloosa, or I mean that they can get a lot more than that going to another fire agency.
That's correct. The city of Pensacola, and quoting on these exact numbers, they did just execute an agreement in their current contract. I want to say their new starting is 35 or 36, and after 3 years, their compensation package is supposed to be 40 to 42, somewhere in that ballpark.
So that's 18 to 20, 21 an hour. Okay, wow.
You know, that's substantial. That's a big deal, and you see that trend across the panhandle.
Now, okay, so pay is an issue. Equipment purchasing, equipment maintenance. How much of this is really if we just had money, and how much of this is just the people just don't exist to do the maintenance, don't exist to staff the trucks, how much of it is, and I know they're not disconnected totally, but how much of it is money and how much of it is available personnel?
So money is a significant aspect, right? The fact is money makes the world go around. Now, same time, I absolutely believe that it has to be controlled. You have to have a plan for it. And that's a very important aspect that I've tried to work towards for the last several years, but really focus on the last year or so is reaching out and talking to leadership, especially higher up, and we need a plan. someone who's in charge of it has to establish what the level of service and what the expectations of service is for Escambia County and its citizens. And I think there's a little bit of a disconnect there, and understandably so. The layperson is not going to, you know, understand the details of what needs to happen and why, but you have to put that effort in to learn about it. You know, we have one commissioner who has dove in both feet, and that's Commissioner Bender. He's been to fire scenes. He's been to training grounds. He's really invested, and not just in the fire side. He sat in the communications room with the dispatchers and listened to them, watched them struggle being short-staffed and trying to manage all the chaos of the county and emergency calls. He's familiar with EMS staff. You know, I wish the rest of them had the time or the desire to make that kind of investment, and maybe it changes their approach a little bit. I won't say they're just entirely unsupportive, at least not the entire group, but it would be nice as employees for those that you serve and you work for to feel like they sincerely care, not just when they're sitting in front of a camera.
Like they're going to put in the hours behind the scenes to really get to that point of understanding enough to know what's the right. Okay,
sure,
well,
sure. Well,
Nick, I am completely out of time, but that's why I wanted to have you on, because I knew you'd give me a picture, and I knew you'd be fair about it. So, Nick Radia, he is the union chief for the Escambia County Professional Firefighters. Nick, please tell your guys every chance you get how much I appreciate and we appreciate what they do, and we'll try to keep the information going so that we can maybe get a little bit better outcome down the road, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.